Salavi Baylor has lost so much weight over the past year, his clothes are too large for his body. The 41-year-old farm laborer looked up from working in a rocky field in the mountains of northwestern Haiti. Sometimes I go 2 or 3 days without eating, he said. The only food Baylor, his wife, and 5 children had to eat the day before was ground corn. Now they only have a pepper and some old beans. My biggest worry is one day I just won't be able to get up anymore, he said. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. It has long had one of the world's highest levels of food insecurity. For the past few years, a lack of rainfall has damaged harvests, causing food shortages and raising prices. The Northwest, one of the Caribbean nation's poorest areas, has suffered the most.
Over half of the food Haitians eat comes from other countries. The gourd, the money of Haiti, has lost much of its value. That means that imported food is too costly for many people like Baylor. He earns just 40 cents a day when he can find the work. Last autumn, the situation got worse. Anti-government protesters blocked roads and closed businesses and public services for 3 months. Food aid could not reach those in need. Many people could not find work. The value of the gourd dropped even more. Haitians call this standstill the pays lock in the Creole language. It has led to a new hunger crisis. 1 in 3 Haitians, about 3.7 million people, urgently need food aid, the United Nations said in December. If immediate action is not taken, by next month, 1.2 million people will only be able to eat one meal every other day in the Caribbean nation, UN officials warned. Freina Remorin lives down the road from Baylor in the community of Desources. She said, "No one has eaten yet today, but if I feed my kids too early in the day, they are hungry by night and cannot sleep. I don't have enough money now for 2 meals a day."
Since a powerful earthquake in 2010, Haitians have lived with an ever-changing political situation and bad governance. With no official government or budget, Haiti cannot take money from international organizations to help end the food crisis. Foreign aid to Haiti's government went down by half in 2019. President Jovenel Moïse is working with international organizations to create an agreement to share power with other Haitian politicians. Protesters question his 2016 election and want him to resign from the office. Parliament suspended meetings in January. The country was not always like this. Haiti grew most of its own food until the 1980s. Then the United States asked Haiti to import more crops. The U.S. crops cost less than the ones Haitian farmers grew, so they could no longer make a living by farming. Few people invested in agriculture. Add to this the effects of climate change. Haiti is one of the nations in most danger from powerful hurricanes that are becoming more common. That is because it has little infrastructure and cannot recover easily. Cédric Pirot is Haiti Country Director for the aid group Action Against Hunger. He says the real effects of the crisis will show in 6 months or so as malnutrition begins to harm more people. Death rates among babies already appear to be rising. Margareth Narcisse is a doctor and an official with St. Damien's Pediatric Hospital in Port-au-Prince, the capital city. She said that in the past few months, twice as many children were dying from malnutrition as before.
The UN World Food Program, WFP, is working with other international organizations to help Haiti's most needy. They have increased their operations by supplying more food and money. Because of violence on the roads, the WFP has also arranged for a helicopter to move its employees, other humanitarian workers, and some supplies. UN officials estimated in November it needed about $72 million to pay for this emergency operation to 700,000 Haitians for 8 months. On Wednesday, the WFP said it had raised only $19 million of the money it needed. One Haiti-based European diplomat asked, "Why should we bail the authorities out if they helped create this crisis?" Adding that politicians were not being blamed for the problems. How do we change that so that they don't hurt people when they are going hungry? Humanitarian workers and Haitians beg the world not to ignore the immediate suffering. Back in Desource, Baylor says his children have little energy. In the past, at least they could eat produce growing on fruit trees if they did not have money to buy food. But thanks to the dry weather, these trees are no longer producing. Baylor no longer even attends religious services because he cannot pay for the clothes he feels he needs to attend. "I live without hope," he said. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Jonathan Evans.